Welcome to Convos with QVic, a podcast where queer community leaders at the University of Victoria talk about their queer identities, coming out, resources for queer residents, and all things LGBTQ+ related. My name is Seal Joe, and I'll be your host, along with our special guests, CLs Quinton, Sev, Sarah, and Narissa. Welcome back to Convos with QVic. For our fourth episode, we're going to be talking about queer dating with CLs Quinton and Sev.
Welcome back to episode 4. This episode, we're doing queer dating. What have been some of your experiences in the queer dating world?
Unfortunately, my knowledge is very limited. I've only had one serious relationship. It lasted about a year and a couple of months. Near the end, and due to the pandemic, we unfortunately had to break up.
How do gay men such as yourself — I am not a gay man, so I don't know — how do you go about finding other gay men? Like, are you like just binoculars on the streets? Like, what's the lowdown?
Well, of course, there's those side glances at the really cute waiters in the restaurants, walking down the street. And of course, if you're classy, there's always Grindr, which is definitely probably the number one dating app for gay people. Mm-hmm. I've definitely used it myself a couple of times. And depending on where you are, it can be really great. Here in Victoria, there are quite a few people on the app. When I'm back at home, I get put on people still on the island, even though I live on the mainland. So it really depends on where you are in radius to your area?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Totally. Yeah, no, similar. I've only, I'm bisexual, so I've only been in one queer relationship. One kind of, it was complicated, but one actual queer relationship. I find queer relationships are very, very complicated.
They really are.
More than heterosexual relationships.
Requires a lot of communication. And if anything goes like awry, it's like not
exactly
the best.
And I found, so with my ex-girlfriend that I mentioned in the last episode, in grade 12 I didn't know whether they were queer or not, so my friends tried to like start this whole investigation, and it was just kind of a mess. They did end up being queer, but they weren't out, so the entire time we were dating, they weren't out. Yeah, so she was in the closet for our entire relationship.
Oh,
to everybody, which was super tough, especially with her parents, because her father was, again, traditional Catholic, Latin American, you know, a man and a woman kind of thing.
So I don't love those kind of things.
Yeah, it was tough. So it was very strange. Ooh. Like, it was a strange relationship because it almost felt like we were friends and not dating, because they lived 2 hours away.
Wow.
And when we saw each other, we would usually see each other in a group. So it was just very strange. We were just talking about how strange queer dating is.
It's really strange.
Yeah. What's your experience with queer dating, and the difference between, because you're bisexual,
yeah,
right? The difference between dating men and women,
for
and
sure,
all the intricacies.
It was very odd in high school because I went to like a private school where like no one talked about being bi or gay or anything like that. So it was funny because after everyone graduated, then everyone started coming out. And that was so funny. And I was like, yes! But yeah, in high school, I actually had like a boyfriend for 2 years. And he was a year older than me. But it was really like the end of grade 12 where I was like, questioning. Like,
totally.
Is this what I want all the time? Probably not. So for me, like after I graduated, like I broke up with him. And then I was like, I want to experiment like more in university. So
as
the classic like first year experimentation process. So yeah, that really has like been my journey. I was very much like, as a kid and like growing up in like middle school and high school, like not really sure of like who I liked, and like guys and girls are like also cool. So yeah, I really wasn't dating until like end of high school, but Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you find in the like looking for relationships process, do you look differently for a man versus a woman? Like, how does that work
for
you?
Yeah, for sure. For me, personality is more important in women. I'm not like picky, but like I'm really like looking at like the finer things in women. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the guys, it's more like sexual attraction, like first glance type of thing. But yeah, I'm definitely more of like a personality person if I'm like looking at other women. So.
And how do you go about finding other queer women that you could possibly be interested in?
Well, it's very funny because after watching quite a few TikToks, it's like the bi vibe. It's like the Doc Martens and like the cuffed jeans and all of that. So like,
as we see here today.
I find it really tough to like identify like women. Are you attracted to me or are we just friends?
It's so hard to figure out like, are you queer? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Tinder for experimentation in university. I remember downloading Tinder like right after I graduated from high school of like, yeah, this is it.
Make sure somebody is in sort of that same experience level as you and are able to go along with where you want to go. I know with me, my ex was 7 years older than me and had many, many relationships, and a lot of the things he wanted to do, I was still not ready for. And so being with him was a lot of give and take, which a relationship needs a little bit of, but not in excess. You need to be able to respect yourself and know your own boundaries. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our fourth episode of Convos with QVic. This is our last episode for now, but if you want to hear more or have any suggestions for a future episode, please let anyone on the QVic staff know, either in person or message us on the QVic Facebook or Instagram pages. See you around campus!